Central Ontario's best rock, The Wolf 101.5. Okay, everybody, I'm going to tell you the story of Dizzy, the distempered raccoon that was found on my roof today. So about 10 o'clock this morning, I got a text from neighbor Greg saying, "Hey man, there's a raccoon on your kitchen roof." So I go outside, and sure enough, there is a little gray ball of fur curled up over top of one of the vents on my roof above my kitchen. So we're wondering what he's doing up there. It looks like he's sleeping. So we take just some little pebbles and we just start throwing them around little Dizzy, the distempered raccoon, up on my roof. And then all of a sudden, he just looks at us all mad and goes, he did not like us. This is in the middle of the daytime. I've never seen a raccoon do it. So neighbor Greg, being the neighbor that he is, grabs his stepladder, goes over to my yard, gets back up on the roof in his flip-flops, and starts getting closer to him. And Dizzy just starts really hissing. He's mad. He's not happy. So neighbor Greg comes back down off the roof, and we think, who do you call in this situation? So I call the city of Peterborough. City of Peterborough tells me to call animal control. I call animal control and leave a message. I get an automated machine, but I also get a number for the MNR. I call over to the MNR, but I get an automated machine with no option for wildlife on your roof. So we're still bewildered on who to call. So I call the Peterborough Fire Department, and the Peterborough Fire Department couldn't have been more helpful. It was one of the chiefs of the Peterborough Fire Department, one of the stations. I wish I would have got his name, but I can't remember it right now. But anyways, he tells me that I can call an exterminator, but the exterminator is going to cost me, and it would have been $75 just to assess the situation. So he also says that he has an in at the MNR. So he calls over to somebody at the MNR who puts me in touch with a specialist when it comes to rehabilitation of raccoons and rescue. But she tells me that she's not sanctioned by the MNR and she can't get approved to go and do this. And there's nobody in Peterborough that deals with raccoons in your backyard. But I tell her what's going on with this raccoon. Neighbor Greg decides that he's going to get up there with a 2x4 and start kind of just nudging him, see what happens. We make him change out of his flip-flops and we make him put on some real shoes, but he gets up there with a 2x4 and this raccoon is acting really strange, just not afraid of him, hissing, leave me alone. And then he's like crawling all over the roof, didn't want to get down, but then he finally scurries down a tree and he's on the ground, but then he scurries underneath my deck and he goes over to an old oak tree and climbs all the way up that, and now he's about 40 feet in the air. And when I explain all this to the raccoon specialist over the phone, she says, it definitely sounds like that raccoon is distempered. But sadly, there's nothing you can do now but call the police and have them come take care of it. In other words, chick-chick. So that's what we do. We call over to the Peterborough police and they send over an officer who shall remain nameless just because of the outcome. For all you animal lovers out there, I just want to keep him protected. But the officer came, assessed the situation, realized that he would need some buckshot for his weapon. Didn't want to be throwing slugs around the neighborhood in the old South End. So he goes, gets his ammunition, and then comes back. And my neighbors must be really wondering what's happening. Because not only is there a police officer in my driveway, now there is a fully uniformed police officer walking around my front lawn with a shotgun. So we take him into the back. He assesses the situation. The officer was swift and precise with his weapon. It was one shot down, and then one more shot for humanity. And poor Dizzy, the distempered raccoon, was no longer with us. It was sad. Neighbor Greg and I, we said some words. We had our moment. The officer got back to his car. The city of Peterborough was swift in coming to clean up the remains of poor Dizzy, the distempered raccoon. We put up a little memorial for old Dizzy, and he'll be missed. But he's in a better place now, where he was a sick little guy. But thank you to the Peterborough police, the Peterborough Fire Department, and everybody else that helped take care of poor Dizzy, the distempered raccoon today. You'll be missed, Diz. Sorry about that, buddy.